Make sure my music don't go black. Oh no, the phone's connected. There we go. Turn off. I don't need the music blasting. All right. Shut the garage door. Hello, hello, hello. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started almost 5 years ago for my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. How is everybody doing today? This is episode possibly like 285, 286, somewhere along those lines. I'm your host, Road Rage Randy. This is a mobile-based podcast where I decided, you know what? I talk to myself in the car. Let's record it, get it out there on the internet for everybody. And that's a beautiful Jeep ahead of us. The Jeep ahead of us got like red rims on it, white car, very, very, very cool. But that's what we're doing. So we're driving right now. We drive the roads of Minnesota for the most part. I have some podcasts in some other states as well. We are currently on our way to go get some gas. It's gonna cost me $2.47 today. So I've been just like killing it on these gas sales. I went yesterday because I had like 20 miles till empty, and then it's like, oh, there's a sale tomorrow. We're having a flash sale. It's like, fuck. So I had to go to the gas station twice. I put in like a gallon and a half yesterday just in case I get caught on a road or something. But for the most part, we're chilling. Otherwise, it looks like the local park is doing something over there. They're doing some kind of construction of sorts. I want to give you guys an update. So on the last episode of the podcast, I had said that the Applebee's waitress asked for my podcast, and I wrote down my podcast for the Applebee's waitress, and I might have gone over to Twitter and said some wild, you gotta tweet wild things for the wow factor. Like, wow, is that guy really tweeting that? But yep. So you gotta go over Twitter for that type of thing. I tweeted something along the lines of like, the Applebee's waitress asked for my podcast. I'd love to show her the backseat of the studio sometime. You know, I thought it was quite fucking hilarious. And then like 2 days later, I'm just, you know, going about my day. I look at my phone and I have a notification that someone liked my tweet. And it was the person's name. Now, I didn't know her last name. It was their first name, though. I'm like, oh my God, this is quite the sight. What the fuck is happening here? It was a spam account. They just happened to have the same name. But God, what a coincidence. That was so fucking funny. Also, be careful what you put on the internet because people might see it. I guess that's one way of putting it. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about a video game. So next week, we'll talk about next week, we'll probably end up talking about a documentary that I'm going to watch. There's a documentary on Netflix. I don't have Netflix. But I have a friend that has Netflix. And I'm not going to make the friend, like, sit through something he doesn't want to watch. But he's also very, very intrigued by this topic. So there's a new documentary that just came on. I want to advertise it on my podcast. It's called Open Wide. It has to do with John and Mike Mew, the dentists from the UK that are facing the Board of Dentistry and facing getting their license revoked for providing natural care to dentistry and actually looking at the etiology to malocclusion, and basically they have an idea on how to fix crooked teeth without braces, and they're going to take away a lot of money from the orthodontic industry, and the board of dentistry over there is telling them it's malpractice, and they're in this ongoing legal battle. Well, they just released a documentary, and it's only in the US. I know I have some international fans as well. It's only in the US right now. I'm going to be watching it Saturday, and then I'll probably do a little bit of a recap next week, because it's very, very interesting topic to me, and I've been following orthotropics and John and Mike Mew for quite some time, a couple years. And I've read the book Jaws by Sarah Kane and Dave Ulrich, I believe this is David Ulrich. He might go by David. Although that guy has got some, I've listened to that guy on a couple podcasts, and he's got some crazy political beliefs that I just can't back whatsoever. But as far as his thoughts on dentistry, he's spot on in my opinion. He's also got a lot of wild stuff out there on overpopulation, also a very, very interesting topic to me. And his idea on how society should be set up. Anyways, we are going to talk about a video game today after I get gas. I got to go fill up. I got to fill up the tank real quick. Get you guys on a full tank of gas. I will have a full tank of gas. I need food in me once I get food in me as well. We are going to dive deep into this. I just filled up right next to my dad. My dad came to get gas as well. Anyways, so we are going to talk about RuneScape. Now, RuneScape is a game that I started in, I think, 2008. So I was 12 years old when I started playing RuneScape. Now, RuneScape's one of those games that it's on and off. On again and off again. You will play it, you will grind it, it will consume your life, and then you'll stop for 3 years, like I did. But it always, always sucks you back in. Now, I'd like to kind of explain how I play the game. Now, back when we were kids playing RuneScape, well, I guess I should probably explain what RuneScape is. So it's an MMORPG. So it's like this giant world, the world of Gelenor. Oh, Jesus, is this car? Oh, thank God. Sorry, lady. I don't know. I don't know what to do there. I probably drove like a shitty human being, but my bad. So you have this world, and there's various spots throughout the world. So you have like Varrock, Lumbridge, they're just towns, different castles and such. And you are, basically you have a character. You level various skills like cooking, wood cutting, agility. There's quests you can go on. You get various different armors. You can fight various monsters and bosses. And when we were kids growing up, how we played the game was we'd just go on and not have a damn clue what to do. Like, we'd just chop these willow trees all innocently, and you know, Cameron five houses down, he'd be like, you want to come over, and he'd type to me. It was a hell of a game. We were very, very innocent. And then over the years it progressed to, I know how to make money in this game, and all I want to do is become rich and powerful. And now, I mean, 16 years later, the game has come to the point where people that grew up playing it are playing it again, except they're grinding the living hell out of it and, you know, getting, you know, caring about XP rates, and we actually know what the hell we're doing now, and we're playing the game in a competitive manner. Now, there is a side to this game that I very much love, the PvP, the player versus player. Basically me versus someone else, or if you're in a multi-combat zone, your clan versus another clan. And I loved it. So back in the day, how I got my thrill from this game, it was called luring. Basically, I would lure people into dangerous zones, kill them for their gear, and I'd make a lot of money off of it. And that was a high that I got. But it was also very, you're a dick for killing people, you know, tricking people into going into dangerous areas to get their shit. But that gave me a rush back in the day, and I loved it. And nothing compared to it. And when Jagex, the company that makes RuneScape, put the hammer down and said you can get banned for luring now, it is considered item scamming, I just quit the game. I said I have nothing more to do on this game. Also, when I was luring and I was making so much money, I was also a gambling addict. I know it's you know, at 14 years old, can you really call yourself a gambling addict? Yeah, man, I was killing these people for money, and I'd instantly go play gambling games at the at different locations, which also was a very shady business. But yeah, I have like memories of killing people for like 100,000 gold, 100 million gold. And then I would go gamble it away in literal seconds, trying to make it rich. And then I'd get all upset. But you know what? I always chased my losses. That was the kind of person I was, chasing my losses. Now, my next era, I suppose, in RuneScape was when a version called Old School came out. So RuneScape kind of transformed into RuneScape 3, which has different combat, and it did not appeal to me at all. But they came out with a classic version, so 2007 Scape, Old School RuneScape. This is the game I grew up on, and I fucking love it. So I started that. I could not even tell you when. Is this a turn only lane? Ain't no way. All right. Oh wait, we can go straight. Sick, bro. So I created an account and I said, this time around, I am going to play the game legit. I'm not gonna lure people. I'm not gonna try and scam people. I am going to be a good human being and play the game legit. And I leveled my account and I was having a blast. Now, I end up finding this clan. Now this clan would go on what they call bally trips. So basically there's a weapon called a ballista. It's like a crossbow, except it hits very, very heavy. The downside is it's very, very slow, and it makes your character move very, very slow. So, you know, kind of to, they don't want you speeding around the damn map with a heavy ballista hitting all these giant numbers on people. So they'd go on these bally trips, and they'd go in these caves called the Rev Caves. So the Revenants are a multi-combat zone, so you can attack multiple people can attack you. These Revenants drop lots and lots of high-valued items. Now, gold farming. We should talk about gold farming. Gold farming is basically, you know, trying to get as much gold as possible. The problem is RuneScape's very, very infected with gold farmers. Their whole purpose is to make money and then sell it for real money to people. This is against the rules and could possibly be illegal if you're not paying taxes on it. But basically, we have the game has been infiltrated by people from Venezuela. Now, the reason being is the economy over in Venezuela is like utter shit. just terrible. I don't know the politics behind it, but I believe their government just printed and just kept printing and printing and printing money, eventually to the point where the dollar is basically worth fuck all. And so these people are having hard times making money down there. So they get on RuneScape, they farm gold, and they sell it for the US dollar. Now they're making a living and they are rich as fuck. I met with, I'm friends with one girl on Facebook and I message her occasionally. I met her through RuneScape. She is a Venezuelan. Her livelihood depends on making money in the game. Super sad. Now, these rev caves also caused a lot of drama, because what would happen is clans would come about and they would charge people to use the cave. They'd say, hey, if you want to use our world, we came up with this, or we conquered this world. If you want to use it, you have to pay us, or you're going to have to find another world. It basically got to the point where clans would have 10 to 15 worlds under control, and it was impossible for a non-clan member or a non-payer to go out there and kill these revenants. Also, what came with this was a lot of real-life threats, because these clans are making so much money, they could end up selling it for real money as well. And if you tried to take down their business in any way, they might try and find out who you are, and it became a real life problem. So the company had to kind of put a knock on that. Well, what we used to do is we used to go in as a bally team. So there'd be like 50 of us with ballistas. We'd hop world to world and we'd just bang out these people killing revs. And we were making so much money. It was insane. Now, I don't sell the gold, and I never made enough gold to even consider selling. But I was making enough to make the game enjoyable, and I was having so much fun going to clan wars. The clan beef was just so fun, fighting other clans. And when Jagex put a crackdown on it, said, we can't be allowing this. It's leading to people's lives being threatened, people being swatted. Like, people are actually facing real life consequences from this. So they end up changing how the rev caves work, which basically led to me not enjoying the game anymore. It's like the dopamine high I got from going on these bally trips was actually the equivalent to the dopamine high I'd get from luring kids back in the day. And that's what I was forever chasing. And I just knew I just am never gonna get to that level again. So I end up kind of quitting the game. And about a month ago, I started watching people that I used to watch play the game. Oh, there's a coyote on the road! A whole ass coyote! It got hit. Oh, we should have a moment of silence for that coyote. God bless that coyote. Anyways, so I started watching these streamers. I ended up winning a couple giveaways, like significant giveaways, where it's like, shit, I should probably start playing the game. Well, so I started like casually playing the game, in the sense that I'd go on for like an hour and then I'd log off, wouldn't even think about it. Well, my old friends that I met back in 2015, my old friend group from Connecticut, they caught wind that I was back and they started playing again. So all of us are fully engaged in this game again. I would like to tell you guys, like, the level of not caring about money in this game I'm on. I met these guys and my whole objective was to make some friends because I was tired of playing solo. I met these guys. 2 days later, one of the guys traded me his entire bank, his entire RuneScape net worth as a joke, and I gave it back. I could have went and sold that for $300. I could have, you know, just been a baller, but I chose not to because I was more in it for the friendship. So, like, that's the level of friendship I'm on with these guys. We have never met in person, but we spend hours on this game together. And they all caught wind that I'm back. Three of them are now married. I went to one of their weddings. And we're all back playing the game, and basically what we're doing is we're going to PvP and we're just having fun, like losing a bunch of money, we'll get a bunch of money. We are forever chasing the dopamine high of the Bali trips, and I'd say we're there. We're just having a blast. So I'm back into RuneScape, suckered in. One guy at work was playing it the other day, so I added him on the game. Hopefully get him out PKing with us. I'm just enjoying it again. But I'm not gonna try and get too suckered into it, because I know how unproductive I get. I'm sticking to my training, I'm sticking to 11 o'clock, I'm off the computer. So I'm being very limited in how I play, but I'm back on RuneScape and I'm ready to grind. That's all I got for you. I'm not very informative podcast, or probably not necessarily funny or anything along those lines, but you got a little insight into one of the games that has suckered me in for the last 16 years of my life. God, I love RuneScape. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, follow me on Twitter at ThoughtsByRandy. Venmo, PayPal, link is in description if you want to support me financially. Thank you very much for tuning into the episode. Leave a review, iTunes, Spotify, all those great platforms. I am going to go home and make some fucking tacos, baby. I hope to see you guys back next week. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace!